The first thing I'm saying to people is, okay, look, we need to pull back a little bit, step away from this idea that only those who are in charge of things are leaders, and the rest of us are kind of disempowered followers. And we first need to think that each of us has some leadership opportunity and responsibility. And our first job is to accept that truth about ourselves and figure out, okay, what's my style? What's the way I'm going to lead in this family or in this organization where I work or teaching these students, whatever it may be that I do?
And if we take that seriously, because a lot of people would say, I work with somebody, they're the person that if you tell them what to do, they're good at doing it. But they'd never have a bright idea themselves, or they wouldn't want to. They're just followers. They are people who like to be told, and they do it very well in being told. Are you saying that that's not the case?
Yes, to a certain extent, I absolutely am. And to me, there are problems on both sides of that equation. In other words, let me talk about my own life at J.P. Morgan. You know, I often used to promote people faster than their experience level would have suggested, you know? And I don't mean promote, give more money, you know, give them into positions of greater responsibility. And frankly, no one ever disappointed me. So the first thing I would say to managers is people have a lot more capacity than you give them credit for. And you trust people and you give them support and they always pleasantly surprise you. And in any kind of organization, what we need is not a situation where everybody is being pushed down, you know, to do things that are less than what they're capable of, because that makes people frustrated and bored and unhappy. What we need is organizations where everybody is pulling each other up, in a sense, you know, where I am giving part of my work, my opportunity to junior people in order to stretch them higher. And that, in a way, then makes them push me higher to focus on more important higher things. So yes, we have to get into this dynamic where we're seeing each person has a lot of innate potential and goodness and opportunity, and a manager's job, a leader's job, is to find that and to develop that.
So you do that, and you believe that leadership then is not status-based. It is a potential that all of us have within us, but it needs to be nurtured. That it's not just about me and my little job. You tell the story, I think, of the janitor.
Yes, that's right. I tell the story in the book of this great anecdote in the early 1960s in the United States. Remember when President Kennedy and the United States and the Russians were racing to get a rocket in the moon? And the President Kennedy gets a tour of the space agency one day, and he ends up in a room where some janitor is cleaning up. And to be polite to the guy, I suppose, he says, okay, so what's your job here? And the guy says to him, Mr. President, I'm putting a man on the moon. Okay. Now, the thing that I think is very interesting and very human is that in some ways the human task is for all of us to appreciate that ultimately this is not about me. But I'm involved in something that is a bigger project than me and more important than me. And the world is not about me. The world is about something bigger, more important than me. And, you know, for religious people, of course, Jesus is both the reality, but the symbol of this idea, you know, that we sacrifice ourselves for something that is greater than us. In the case of Jesus, of course, the literal sacrifice, but it's also a symbolic sacrifice that we give up some piece of ourselves for a cause greater than ourselves.
And so in essence, you talk about the Jesuits, you know, a 500-year-old tradition that started with Ignatius, formation, an insight, a whole spirituality that actually has great relevance today in the world of the 21st century, be it the business world or the world of people trying to get by in either work or at home, and that wisdom can be harnessed and used to help people become effective leaders wherever they are.
Yes, that's exactly right. We increasingly have this problem where people's religious or spiritual life or beliefs are getting totally fragmented or separated from their day-to-day life. Work is getting more hectic. The world is more secular. We're all stressed. And, you know, increasing numbers of people, even spiritual religious people, have this frustration that they can't see any connection between what they believe, what they do on Sunday, and what they do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I'm saying, well, yes, in fact, there can be a very powerful connection. And one of the things we need to do is maybe to go back to and rethink some of our religious and spiritual traditions and try to understand some of the deep human wisdom that was in some of these traditions. You know, I mean, I know the Jesuit tradition, right? So in a way, I tried to say, okay, what are some of the ways that made these folks successful as an organization, and what could we learn from them about being more effective humans? So sometimes we need to rediscover old traditions in a fresh way.